Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. Currently with fair skies, it is 34 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is north at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 25 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In Hugoton, two women are missing, prompting an expanded search. JP Bizet has more.
The Texas County, Oklahoma Sheriff's Department asked the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation to look into the disappearance of Veronica Butler, 27, and Jillian Kelly, 39, on Saturday. They were en route to pick up children but never arrived. Butler and Kelly were headed to a rural home near Eva, Oklahoma. Their abandoned vehicle was discovered near Highway 95 south of Elkhart. OSBI agents and local law enforcement are actively searching. Tips can be sent to tips@osbi.ok.gov.
A bid has been approved and a contract awarded on an upcoming Kansas Turnpike construction project. Toll plazas will be demolished and new lanes will be configured at existing interchanges in Admire, South Topeka, and East Topeka. The bid was awarded to Bettis Asphalt and Construction for $1.9 million. The Kansas Turnpike Authority said the project will be finished between July of 24 and November of 25. This is Kansas Information Network News.
USI, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the new garage you built for my husband.
Yes. Everything okay?
That's just it. It's perfect. He's always out there working on his toys, so I found a hobby of my own.
What's that?
Japanese raku pottery.
Oh, you need a she shed.
I need a she shed.
QSI will help you build the garage, shed, or she shed of your dreams. Visit qualitystructures.com to get started today.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Some Kansas families are waiting 10 years to get in-home or community services for their children with physical or intellectual developmental disabilities, so lawmakers are weighing solutions. While 15,000 disabled Kansans have access to services such as day programs, employment assistance, or home care, more than 7,600 are on a waiting list. And according to Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, a total of 23 people died in 2022 and 2023 while waiting for services. Governor Kelly proposes spending $23 million to provide services for 250 physically disabled people and 250 with intellectual developmental disabilities who are now on waiting lists. And advocates for the disabled have questioned whether another 500 slots for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities will even shrink their waiting list, given that hundreds of individuals were added to it in the last 2 years. Though the House proposal would double that. Some House Democrats have pushed, unsuccessfully, to spend enough to service an additional 1,000 people with intellectual or developmental disabilities, yet some Republicans question whether service providers can handle such an increased workload, saying that it's disingenuous to tell people that they're going to get help when they can't even find the workers to provide the services that they need. However, Rocky Nichols, the executive director of the Disability Rights Center of Kansas, argues that providers will build the capacity if the state commits more money. Immigration and diversity issues are both part of this year's budget negotiations in Kansas. Republican senators have added a provision to their spending plan that would support Texas Governor Greg Abbott's battle with the Biden administration over border security. The measure sets aside $15.7 million for a proposed border mission before July and directs Governor Kelly to deploy Kansas National Guard resources to help Texas. However, when asked about that provision last month, Governor Kelly said the state constitution makes her the Guard's commander-in-chief, and she makes those decisions. Another provision in the Senate budget proposal would withhold $35.7 million from state universities until top administrators go before Governor Kelly and legislative leaders and renounce certain diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The lawmakers want schools to declare they won't require prospective students or job applicants to commit to DEI principles or require them to discuss their experiences with DEI programs. Last year, Governor Kelly vetoed two anti-DEI budget provisions. One would have prevented state universities from using DEI principles in hiring, and the other would have barred the state board that licenses mental health professionals from requiring or incentivizing them to undergo training in diversity or anti-racism theories. A performance audit by Kansas Medical Inspector General Stephen D. Anderson revealed that Kansas lost approximately $88 million in estimated quality care assessment revenues and interest. Quality care assessments are fees that skilled nursing facilities pay to the state for Medicaid reimbursement purposes. The assessments are also matched by federal funds. Continuing care facilities provide different levels of care, from independent living to assisted living to skilled nursing care, in a single campus or location, and such facilities pay a lower quality care assessment than ordinary nursing homes. According to the performance audit, the Kansas Department of Insurance improperly issued continuing care provider certificates to numerous facilities that had not met the statutory requirements, costing the state millions in quality care assessment revenue. The audit revealed that 68% of the continuing care provider certifications between July 1, 2020 and August 31, 2023 were not in compliance with applicable state laws because the provider had not complied with statutory requirements such as an annual audit. The report also showed that up to 24% of the quality care assessments went to facilities that were not true continuing care providers in the first place, yet were incorrectly assessed at the reduced rate. These facilities only appeared to provide one level of care and could not provide the required continuum of care. The audit report includes several findings and recommendations to improve oversight of the continuing care provider registration process, and if implemented, should save the state of Kansas millions annually. To report suspected fraud, waste, abuse, or illegal acts involving the Medicaid, Medicaid, or the state's Children's Health Insurance Program, citizens may use the online form at ag.ks.gov/Medicaid-IG. In Nebraska news, 33-year-old Jamie Coleman of Broken Bow was sentenced on Monday to 4 years of probation on one count of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver or distribute after more than 2 pounds of meth were found in a vehicle that she was in. She pled no contest to the charge last December. In exchange for her plea, the charge was reduced from possession of 140 grams or more of methamphetamine. The charges stem from a September 2023 incident where court records say a Nebraska State Patrol investigator was granted a warrant to search a black 2014 Chevrolet Cruze LT registered to Jamie Ramos Gonzalez. The vehicle was located by the Nebraska State Patrol on Interstate 80 at mile marker 288, halfway between the Gibbon and Shelton exits, and a traffic stop was conducted. The affidavit said a vehicle search later located clear plastic bags with methamphetamine underneath the passenger seat, weighing 2.5 pounds, and the Nebraska State Patrol said Ramos Gonzalez also had $1,330 worth of cash in his possession. 63-year-old Ramos Gonzalez of Lexington has been charged in U.S. District Court with possession with intent to distribute 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. At around 11:30 p.m. on Monday, Nebraska State Patrol troopers learned that Butler County Sheriff's deputies were chasing a Toyota RAV4 on Highway 92 as the driver had sped off after deputies checked on his vehicle, which was stopped on the side of the road. Authorities chased 36-year-old Matthew Ross of Lincoln through Butler, Polk, and Merritt counties, and the Central City Police Department then used stop sticks to slow the vehicle down. It eventually came to a stop just north of Central City. However, Ross refused to come out of the vehicle and drove off again. A trooper then used his cruiser to bring Ross to a stop. Ross was arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest and willful reckless driving. A man accused of shooting at Hastings police will now stand trial. During a hearing Friday, an Adams County District Judge declared 35-year-old Anthony Madison competent to stand trial. And this ruling comes just about 9 months after he was sent for treatment at the Lincoln Regional Center. Madison has been accused of shooting at Hastings police, and the charges stem from a shooting in 2022 where authorities say Madison fired a weapon towards officers. Madison has pled not guilty to 10 felony charges in the case, and pretrial for the case is set to start on May 21st. Madison is also charged in other felony cases in Lancaster, Hall, and Platte counties, and was also believed to be one of the last people to be with the Columbus woman who later was found murdered in Clay County, though no charges have been filed in her death at this time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Commerce is joining other organizations and communities across the state in commemorating National Community Development Week. The annual event, which this year is April 1st through the 5th, shines a spotlight on the transformative impact of community development initiatives and collaborative efforts that drive positive local change. National Community Development Week serves as a platform to recognize the invaluable contributions of local leaders, organizations, and residents who work tirelessly to enhance the quality of life for all members of their communities. From affordable housing projects to infrastructure improvements, these endeavors represent the collective commitment to building a brighter, more inclusive future for Kansas. National Community Development Week initially was designated in 1986 to bring national attention to the Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, program. And this year's National Community Development Week holds special significance as it coincides with the 50th anniversary of the CDBG program. And it marks a half century of federal support for local initiatives aimed at economic development, affordable housing, and community revitalization. Since its inception, the program has played a vital role in empowering communities to address their most pressing needs. In Kansas, CDBG has invested more than $60 million in 208 projects across the state in the past 5 years. Small non-farm businesses in 64 Kansas counties and neighboring counties in Nebraska and Oklahoma are now eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration. And these loans offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought in primary counties that began November 15, 2023. These primary counties include locally Decatur, Graham, Phillips, Sheridan, Trigo, and Norton, along with others. Francisco Sanchez Jr., the Associate Administrator for the Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience at the Small Business Administration, said the Small Business Administration eligibility covers both the economic impacts on businesses dependent on farmers and ranchers that have suffered agricultural production losses caused by the disaster and businesses directly impacted by the disaster. Small non-farm businesses, small agricultural cooperatives, small businesses engaged in aquaculture, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans of up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. And eligibility for these loans is based on the financial impact of the disaster only, not on any actual property damage. By law, the Small Business Administration makes economic injury disaster loans available when the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture designates an agricultural disaster, and the Secretary declared this disaster on March 25th. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance, and agricultural enterprises should contact the Farm Services Agency about the U.S. Department of Agriculture assistance made available by the Secretary's declaration. However, nurseries are eligible for SBA disaster assistance in drought disasters. Applicants can apply online and receive additional disaster assistance information at sba.gov/disaster. The deadline to apply for economic injury is November 25, 2024. Fort Hays State University announced the launch of its new family portal in partnership with Campus ESP, and this innovative platform aims to enhance parent involvement, foster communication, and empower families to actively support their students' educational journey. Research consistently shows that engaged parents play a pivotal role in student success, whether helping with college decisions, providing emotional support, or staying informed about campus life. Parents significantly impact their students' enrollment, retention, and overall well-being. The Fort Hays State University Family Portal offers a comprehensive suite of features designed to keep parents informed, connected, and engaged. And while the portal offers valuable general information, families seeking specific student-related data, such as financial details, current classes, and grades, will still need to complete third-party access. To learn more, you can visit fhsu.edu. Memorial services for Ed Dean, 92, will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, April 5th, at the Jennings United Methodist Church, and interment will follow in the Jennings Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Jennings United Methodist Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have Western Bean Bake, Cheese Stick, Corn, Pears, Cornbread, and Milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Walking Taco, Fruit, and Milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Mexi Tot Supreme, Salad, Vegetable, and Fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 60 and breezy, with a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, it should be clear with a low around 28 and blustery, with a north wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour, decreasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 64, and on Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 34. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather on Saturday. Showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 2 p.m. It should be mostly sunny with a high near 68 and windy. On Sunday, there's a chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 61 and breezy. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. And on Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 63. Currently, with fair skies, it is 36 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.07. The dew point is 28 degrees. And the current wind chill is 29 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals evened up the series with the Orioles last night, winning 4-1 from a dominant seven innings of work on the mound from Alec Marsh in his first start of the season, giving up two hits, one run, one walk while striking out five. Manager Matt Quatrero was impressed with his outing.
It was outstanding. I mean, that's adverse conditions to pitch in against a really good lineup, and he did nothing but attack right from the get-go. They hit some balls hard that we were fortunate enough to be in the right spot and made some nice plays, but overall, I mean, I think he set the tone.
He added that the most impressive part was against all the lefties.
So it's with all those lefties what's impressive to me. So his changeup was working, both breaking balls, and then he's got plenty of velo and mixing in four and two seamers. So I mean it's not an easy night to hit, but it's also not an easy night to compose yourself and throw in those conditions.
Mikel Garcia led the way offensively with a double and a triple, driving in three of the four runs, and Nick Lofton had the other RBI. The Royals will go for the series victory today at 12:05. Cole Reagans will pitch for KC, and Corbin Burns will go for Baltimore. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model. With 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice, now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the...
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. We have a deep low pressure system that's moved off into the southern Great Lakes. In between the two, cooler and drier air continues to come in from the northwest for us. That will bring us a gusty wind, elevating the fire danger threat, especially in north central Kansas. We have another trough of low pressure off the coast of British Columbia, and that will be our next weather maker by this weekend. We do expect some frost and freeze conditions Thursday into Friday morning, with Friday being the coldest, temperatures at or just below freezing. As that system moves toward the Rockies, some moisture will increase with decent rain chances Saturday night into Sunday. For northwestern Kansas today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s, breezy upper 50s in the north-central part of the state, and in northeastern Kansas, sunny and windy with a high of 52. Southwestern Kansas, partly sunny with today's high in the upper 60s, South Central Kansas, sunny, windy, low 60s today, and the southeastern part of the state, breezy, with a high in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, it might depend on what type of news that they'll trade off of. Of course, keeping an eye on what's going on down in Texas with now confirmed an employee of one of the dairy facilities down there has H5N1, which is a form of the high path avian influenza virus. Beef, wholesale beef was weaker. Hog trade, a little bit stronger overall into the market. Now, we're getting a bounce back as far as the grains and the overnight trade are concerned. We see wheat futures are up 8 cents, corn futures up 2, and soybean futures up 5 to 6 cents. Can we hold it through the trade day today? You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.